Hello, all of my processing the process friends. I am here on this day, July 13th of 2023. I thought I would come on and share with you something worth a listen for this audience. I'm not going to be interviewing anyone. It's just going to be me, and I'm going to try and keep it limited in lengthiness. What I am here to talk about is vocal health, inspired by a situation that we recently had. By we, I am talking about my youngest son, Giovanni, who some of you, if you have been listening to my podcast series, have heard me mention. He is also a performer. He performed as a young child through middle school and his high school musicals. He is investigating this direction for his future career and college programs. Last year, he went to ArtsBridge, and this year, he is actually currently at Impulse. If you're curious about what ArtsBridge is, there is an episode in my collection where I actually speak with the director and co-director of ArtsBridge. Impulse, if you're not familiar with it, is specifically held at the University of Michigan. And there are different disciplines of Impulse. Giovanni is doing the musical theater program. However, there was a big decision that needed to be made about whether or not he was going to attend. This is what prompted my thought to share on this topic with you all. There is a previous episode, episode 4, where I actually did an interview with our Dr. Adam Rubin, who specializes in vocal health. Specifically, he is a, I don't know if I'm going to say this right, laryngologist. That is his specialty. And there's a lot of good information there. I did go back and listen to it myself and took notes to kind of help me frame the topic here. So Giovanni did his musical this year at his high school. It was Aida. He was Radamus. It was a vocally demanding show, and he worked really hard to meet those demands. He did really great. Then he went to the Sutton Foster Awards, which is a regional workshop / competition specifically for Michigan high schools, and was by invitation to the top performers in each respective musical. And the educators go, see the shows, evaluate, and then extend invitations. So he did that, and it was over two separate weekends where they held workshops. That information is significant because he feels like what occurred probably happened there, as he was not feeling 100%, but really pushing himself because it is a competition, and he really was hopeful to be selected as a finalist, and ideally, ultimately, the dream would be to be selected to go to the Jimmys in New York City. However, that did not happen. He had a great experience, such a wonder those workshops are, and just to be with all of his like-minded peers who also love performing. Okay, so Impulse is coming up, and Giovanni, you know, says that his voice just doesn't feel right. And he's been sick on and off all school year this year. But this, I think he could tell, was something a little different. And so I made him an appointment to see Dr. Rubin. Side note, I'm kicking myself. I had had an appointment with Dr. Rubin scheduled before his high school musical started because I really wanted to get a baseline of him and what everything looked like and sounded like pre the strenuousness of rehearsing a show. But we ended up canceling that because he is so busy. So we do not have a baseline because this scope showed that he had a little variation on one of his vocal flaps. Not a full-blown node, but enough to be prescribed steroids for a week and then come back and be reevaluated, which we did, and that variation did not improve. So the decision of whether or not to attend Impulse was before us, and needless to say, Giovanni was so very devastated by this news and by the recommendation that he should heavily consider staying home from Impulse and resting and healing and not putting the demands on himself vocally. That was just a really hard thing to stomach. But after he settled down, we settled down. You know, we really thought about it and talked about it. Impulse is an amazing opportunity as a student who is considering taking the college musical theater program path. The vocal element is certainly part of the Impulse program. However, there is so much more there that is of value to prepare, experience, learn, observe about musical theater. The program itself does not work towards a final performance. Included in the daily schedule is, of course, dance, monologue, and vocal instruction. And classroom time, lectures, covering all kinds of topics about the history of musical theater, the industry in general, the audition experience, just so many things. In my previous episodes, I mentioned that Frankie, my oldest son, went to Impulse, this very same program, only 10 years ago. So I knew that there was so much more to it. And, you know, you don't want to go against like a doctor's recommendation or a vocal coach's recommendation. Gio and I talked about it. My husband and I and Gio talked about it. And we came to the conclusion that we should reach out to the Impulse directors and staff and just fill them in on what the scope had determined, and that basically he would be coming in to the program with an injury and would need to make protecting his voice the number one priority, and asking if they could support him while he was there, knowing that. We got the response that he should definitely come because there's so much more to it. The director responded with saying, yes, he should come. Know that the responsibility of protection and limits of vocal demands really come down to Giovanni and him not exceeding anything that is outside of his very, very comfortable range. We were satisfied with the response from the program and with Giovanni's, first of all, doing the vocal therapy, many times a day. And I could see that he was restraining himself in, like, we were in an audience for something. He was clapping, you know, and not doing, like, the hooting and hollering. Not talking above a room full of people. Yeah, so that was a very difficult decision. That being all said, I encourage you to have your students evaluated and scoped for a baseline as soon as possible. We were fortunate that this was caught early. He's young. I kind of feel like it's a good lesson to learn early on. It's just not worth it to overextend your voice. You certainly cannot take it for granted. Rest, sleep, and hydration are of the utmost importance. You should know about your allergies and reflux. People have reflux that affects their voices and they don't know it. They have no symptoms. So that should be checked out. They should be doing cool downs after singing. You know, conserve and don't sing full out during all the rehearsals. Did you know that character voices are tough on the voice when you are doing a show and you're speaking in a character voice? The short term needs to be considered with the long term in mind. And I feel like we did that. So go now and make the appointment for a check. A few other things, just like things that could help with, you know, when you're not feeling great. And even I think just as maintenance and prevention is doing a sinus rinse. Dr. Rubin likes the sinus rinse. Afrin for 3 days. You can do that. I mean, you can use that, but not for more than 3 days. There are hydration boosters that you can add to your water. Noom and Liquid IV are the brands that we use. Oh, the book, which in episode 4, I shared The Vocal Pit Stop by Dr. Adam Rubin. You can get that on Amazon. I also wanted to say, Giovanni and I earlier in the summer went to go see Jeremy Jordan, and it was just a small performance that he was doing in Ann Arbor, just small audience, very intimate, and we were so, so excited. Giovanni was like jumping out of his skin and they introduced him and it turned out that he could not perform for us that night because he was dealing with some vocal strain and he had to make that decision. He did do a talk back and he did sing just within very comfortable ranges. Little pieces, excerpts of songs, of shows that he's done. But, you know, this is a reality in the industry. It can happen to anyone. Do take really careful care to keep your instrument, your voice, at 100%. So I wanted to emphasize how important this is. And this really made Giovanni think. I verbalized it, saying this path involves sacrifice. I know this is hard. This is just the beginning. And if this is too much, even, you know, the idea of doing vocal therapy initially, he was like, can't they just do a procedure? And then he settled down and weighed out everything. And he loves it. He loves musical theater. He is immersed in it currently for 3 weeks, and then actually he's home for just a very little bit, and then he leaves on a trip to Singapore and Taiwan with his Chinese class. So we will be going to see Dr. Rubin when he returns. Meantime, he is doing virtual FaceTime or Zoom vocal therapy sessions, even while he is at the Impulse program, so that he can keep up with those. Yeah, it's summer. It's kind of limbo for everybody. Gonna ramp up here real soon. I will be going through the process supporting Giovanni alongside all of you who may be doing the same. This is going to be kind of a new learning curve for me, for us, even though we've done it now twice before. It's been 10 years, and it's been 6 years, I think, or 5 years since Tommy's auditioning process. So I'll be out there in the trenches with you. And if anybody has anything to add to any of this, I'd love to hear from you. Please comment and rate my podcast. You can reach me by email at lisatams@gmail.com and put PTP in the subject line. You can text me at 248-515-6832. I'm open and happy to discuss anything musical theater auditions with you. I do think I'm going to try to put together a list of items, maybe do like an Amazon storefront of the things that we have that are tools for just being a student of musical theater. So happy summer. I hope you are able to relax a little bit extra. I will be back. As always, I'm not sure exactly when. Thanks for tuning in. Share my podcast with anyone you know that might be interested. And thinking of you all, be well. Thanks again.